Hello and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love Hate Watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrato, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
Hey, I'm Tessa Davidson.
Tessa is here.
Tessa.
So exciting because we are fast friends.
Yes, we are triplets.
What came on the podcast?
Yes, he came on Strong Female Lead, and it was amazing. He didn't love glitter, which is a mistake, but other than that, it was a great time.
Didn't wear glitter.
No, didn't like glitter.
Didn't like glitter.
Oh, yeah, no, glitter is horrible.
I put a cork in glitter.
Glitter is a fantastic
But Tessa loves glitter, so it was fun to have that perspective.
Okay,
and then have me, who's like, this movie, though, problematic.
I was entertained start to finish.
Okay.
Mariah Carey, she nailed it, in my opinion.
So, you know, we know that you know your movies. We know you're an expert on movies, which is why I was like, you got to come on this podcast. You got to give me some Lifetime insights because I know you have them. You know, we're just really going to go there because Lifetime has released a new series. The series, and we're going to be covering all five movies. It is called Ripped from the Headlines.
Ripped from the Headlines.
Yeah.
And Lifetime. Ripped from the Headlines.
They're doing the college admission scandal movie, Drew. So that's coming up. They're doing, like, you know, kidnap people and all that type of stuff.
Kidnappings.
So, yes. It's before their Christmas movies, they're going to give us these. They did a cheerleader murder series, which I kind of am sad I didn't cover. And people were reaching out to me on social media like, are you going to cover Identity Theft Cheerleader? And I was like, fuck yes I am, but I can't do it this year because I'm already scheduled out.
We're already done, guys.
Scheduled, but we will do a cheerleader murder next season.
Absolutely. I mean,
that seems like a perfect holiday or Halloween treat.
Right?
Just like a little kidnapping. She seems fine.
Just some light kidnapping.
Exactly.
And murder.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So Tessa, question. Mm-hmm. Do you actually watch a lot of Lifetime? I mean, I know you have cable, so
I don't watch a lot of Lifetime. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest. I grew up with Lifetime along with Hallmark. Mm-hmm. So I'm well versed in the insanity that is these movies.
Yeah, you're well-versed.
So. I'm so excited. This was my excuse to get Lifetime. I was like, I need to have this permanently. I can't just watch this.
You can't just
this.
You can't just sit around fucking...
No.
Yeah, what would you watch?
No. Yeah, what would you watch?
I don't know.
There's nothing else.
It's amazing. And I was like, well, everything else I'm watching is stupid, except for glitter. And then I was like, yeah, Nexium.
And here we are, the Nexium. Okay, Drew, the title is officially, and Drew's very ready for this. We had a martini meeting. We talked about cults.
Martini meeting, if you don't know, is me and Patrick drinking martinis together and getting fucking wasted.
and I like talk about business for like 10 minutes, and then we talk about like all the other things the next 4 hours.
Because we're friends.
Yeah, we're also friends. We do a podcast, but we're friends.
We're friends, though.
That's amazing. On our podcast, we just sit and talk for like 2 hours, and then we're like, we should record the podcast at some point.
At some point.
Sure.
At some point, we should do
it.
Yeah.
Yep, I ain't got time for that.
You ain't got time. No. We ain't got time.
No. Okay, so the movie we're talking about today is Escaping the Nexium Cult. Nexium, if you're going to like search for this at home, it's spelled NXIVM, all caps. It is kicking off the Rip from the Headline series.
Yes.
It stars.
Yes.
Peter Facinelli.
Oof.
And he's from like
Twilight
and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was like in 90210, I think.
Yeah,
or Melrose Place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That era.
He looked good.
Here's a hunk, and in here he's like hunky, but
who do you play?
But dad body.
Who's he?
He's the cult leader.
Oh, he's the
Ranieri.
Yeah. Yes.
Or is it Ranier or Ranieri?
I don't know.
I think it's Ranier.
I don't know.
But.
Sure. All the YouTube clips said Ranieri, but they like...
Okay, it's probably Ranieri.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you can call him whatever you want. He can't hear you.
It doesn't matter. He's in jail. I mean, they don't have podcasts in jail.
I don't give a fuck about him, his feelings.
Right.
I
just wanted to say it correctly.
I don't want fake news.
Sure.
On this podcast.
Right.
No
also
fake news.
Stars Andrea Roth, who plays Catherine... What is it? Catherine
Oxenberg.
Mm-hmm. No shit.
And she's... doing our best. And Catherine Booth. We'll get there. We will get there. So, okay.
I cannot fucking wait.
Yes. And Drew, like, I purposely didn't do a lot of research because I know that you have been listening to a podcast about this already.
I mean, I've been, like, gone outside of just like listening to or watching shit about it, I've I've gone deep.
Right.
No research.
I'm actually part of the cult now.
Right.
You know,
because of it.
By the end of it, I think I joined also. Yeah, I was very convinced.
I think I actually just accidentally joined it.
Right.
Joined the cult.
I don't have $2,000, but if you guys could loan it to me. Or...
I lost a lot of money in the last like week or so.
Because it's very similar to Scientology, which we talked about with our other strong female.
Exactly. Anyway, we'll get
there. Okay.
We'll get
All right.
Cults are such a good hustle. I'm like, I really fucked up my life that I didn't. I think there's still time for me to start one.
No, you can't be. You're not a. It sucks because I want to be too. But like, we're not cult leaders. Well, no, we have to. There's a certain fucking type of person. Yeah.
Yes. You got to be a
there's
sociopath.
A commitment to the craft that I don't have.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So the movie starts off with the real Catherine Oxenberg. She's from Dynasty, which I actually have been like watching randomly on Amazon Prime. She narrates the movie. So it's from her perspective. She wrote a book. It's based on the book. That's why it's ripped from the headlines, the series. And she's the narrator. And she's explaining that what happened could have happened to anyone, anywhere, at any time.
It can. You can. Because you never join a cult.
No.
You never join a cult.
I feel like there's
you
a very
join
targeted
a thing,
demo.
Mm-hmm. But you join a thing.
This particular cult, I don't think. I think it was like targeting rich people.
Yeah.
Rich white people.
Sure,
you're
yes.
an affluent white woman who loses money easily.
Yeah.
Might have a gambling problem and no self-esteem.
Right.
But go on, yes.
So the narrator is saying like, you know, it's actually the real actress, I think, saying it, or the real Catherine Oxenberg.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, as she's saying all this stuff, we get naked girls holding down a girl and they brand her. And she's like screaming like, ah!
Ow.
She's like writhing around. And I'm like,
because it hurts.
This could happen to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Not to me, bitch.
Nope.
No one's branding my body.
Nope.
No.
No.
Not to that point.
And it was not like by her vagina.
Yeah, right in their thigh.
No.
Right in their inner thigh.
No.
I just want to be in the meeting that happened before when they were like.
Right.
Like,
so.
We're going to give you some like something to numb it.
But this is what, that's what they do. That's like, that is literally the thing that happens, but that's like not.
Sure. Okay. I know. We'll get there. So we have the fictional Catherine. She's played by Andrea Roth, who is doing a ridiculous accent.
Oof.
Like, because the actress has an accent, like the real person has like Australian, New Zealand, something, British.
She's
unplaceable. It's like a fancy person talking. You know, she's like, I'm fancy.
I'm fancy. I'm from Pittsburgh.
Right. And poor Andrea Roth is like,
I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Yes. She's like, I can't place this accent, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do my best.
And the grandmother too. I was like, What is happening? I could do a better British accent than that.
Very, very interesting.
But couldn't you do a Cheyenne, Wyoming accent? That's like, why
And Catherine is like kind of past her prime as an actress. Like she was on Dynasty and she's working on a script, but nobody's like buying her script. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of like lost.
Yeah.
And she has a daughter. Her daughter's named India, or Indy, they call her sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And she has like a husband or something, and he's like younger. I don't know.
I
there's people.
That was her boyfriend.
Yeah. There's people running through this movie. Like, there's too many white people to keep track of. I was like,
yeah,
I can't.
There's a lot of people in this fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know who matters, and I don't
and it
care.
Doesn't, yeah, yeah. It
but
doesn't
But basically,
matter.
We see the family, and she has, like, India has, like, younger siblings, and Catherine's, like, doing her best to raise the family, but she's also, like, going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's kind of what I got from that.
Yep.
So India is also a little bit lost. She's, like, starting, like, a baking business, or, like, wants to be a baker.
Yeah, I thought she was, like, a YouTube star, and I was like, I love this.
Right, I'm like, a baker in honest living?
Well,
wow.
She was trying to do like clip, you know, like, welcome to my channel. Don't forget to rate, subscribe,
click the bell,
click the fucking thing, and
yes.
thing. And
okay.
You want to make them.
Because she's just back from college, so she's feeling a bit aimless, and, you know, she's like. They're both, the mother and daughter are both a little bit aimless and a little bit like lost.
Perfect targets.
Right.
Yes.
So we have our POC gay friend. His name's Julian. He doesn't really matter, but I wrote him down because I was like, this guy is clearly gay and clearly a POC, and I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, girl, they're like at a yoga class. He's like, like Catherine's there. He's like, girl, you got to come with me to this Nexium group meeting. It's about business. And Catherine's like,
oh, it's about business.
Yes. And Catherine's like, oh my gosh, I forgot the business. I forgot the business section. We'll do it next. Rate and review the podcast. We'll rate and review the podcast.
Let's
your
do
review
it. No, let's
week.
Do it right now. Okay. Hey, so rate Wait, and review.
I have a review that I took a picture of.
Yeah, let's do it right now. While we're talking about business and Nexium and all that kind of shit, because Nexium is about business.
Oh, wait.
Fucking...
Is this how you trick people into joining a cult? You like put it into
Yeah,
the
you
thing?
Just slide yeah. it in okay. right now. So like right now We're cult leaders.
Okay. Can you read this synopsis or this synopsis?
And if you don't read it,
you might.
I mean, who knows?
I'll be punished. They'll keep me in a room for 2 years.
No, we're not saying that.
Okay. So business is happening. What's our title of the review? It's all emojis. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, I was like, yeah, it's poop, heart eyes,
yeah,
wine.
Yeah.
It looks like the like super excited one and a knife.
Yeah.
And a stabby, stabby knife.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Murder, eating disorders, killer cheerleaders, psycho grandparents, parents, psycho grandparents, parents, kids. What does this podcast not cover?
Yeah.
Crying emoji, crying laughing emoji. It's the highlight of my day when I get to listen to the hilarious movie recaps. Patrick and Drew are awesome. And so are their rotating co-hosts. Oh, my God. Thank you.
That's you.
That's you. You're that now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're that now. God.
Yeah. There's more.
So, oh, there's more.
There's more.
Oh.
She's like, this is the nicest person ever.
Okay. We'll keep reading.
Keep going.
Join our cult.
I love to hate watch all these movies. And then when listening to the explanations, it makes it even better. Ending the segment, What She Say, Candice Bure, my favorite song. And it gets stuck in my head in the most fabulous way. Keep it up.
It's my favorite. It's actually my favorite song.
That is one of my favorite.
On the planet.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Okay, good. I'm glad we've indoctrinated everyone. We can move on with our with our thing. So he's like, come to business. Come to this business meeting. And she's like, yes, my daughter loves business. And I love the business segment on Lifetime on Court.
Business
like they said that. And I was like, that's weird. They said that movie.
That is weird. That's cool. I mean, that's cool for us. You know?
So at the workshop, they're offering like the buy-in price of low, $2,000. You know, and you're like,
It's cheap. That's cheap as shit.
Mm-hmm. Right?
For what you're getting?
For
right.
What
you're getting ethical business practices and tips to get out of your own way.
Yeah. Fucking get out of your own way, guys.
You're your own worst enemy.
Right.
You
and Julian, the gay POC, is like, $2,000, I'm out, bitch.
He's like, fuck you, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Catherine and India are like, we're into it. We will continue to the meeting. So they go to a meeting and we learn that all the Nexium people are wearing these scarves. Oof. And it's kind of like, kind of like karate.
Yeah.
Where you're a green belt, you're a black belt, you're a yellow belt.
Fuck yeah.
You're a white belt.
For how much trauma you've kicked out of your life.
Yes. And they're like, what are all these color things? And they're like, oh, well, she's a level, whatever. Mm. And
levels, man.
They're like, you know, you need to stop asking questions because you haven't signed the NDA. So you need to sign this non-disclosure form and then we'll have the meeting. And they're like, no problem.
Yeah.
Should we use our blood?
Shall we use our blood for the signing?
And you know, this is a true story and this really happened. And I'm not making fun of the people that it really happened to. I'm making fun of the movie. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to absolutely make fun of all of it.
Yeah. Sure. That's just my disclaimer for the whole Rip from the Headline series.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the movie. I'm not talking about the people. But this one, I was kind of like, these people suck. Yeah. Right?
It's
but
so hard to feel bad for
come
them.
Come at me! If you fucking feel bad.
Yeah, the rich white
people.
If
you get weird, fuck you.
So they fill out also questionnaires, and it's asking things like, what's your biggest fear? What are you ashamed of? Like that type of stuff.
Brilliant. Nothing. Spiders.
And they also, the Nexium people, like split up the mother and the daughter. They're like, you can't be together.
No familial ties. Just like Scientology.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Put those kids at the Sea Org.
Oh, Sarah Reed is texting me that dinner has arrived.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Thank God. She's going to be mad that I'm late.
Yeah.
But too bad. We have to talk about this cult.
It's no, we so have to talk about this cult.
That we're saving lives.
We are. All right. So, you know, they split them up and Catherine's kind of like, this is fucky weird. I'm not into this.
This is lucky.
It's very anti-feminist. Very, and that was her first like warning. And I was like, look at you,
but
Mom.
Hidden within a feminist thing.
Yeah.
That's what's super fucked
That's
up about
the
it.
The really creepy part is that NXIVM is almost like 80% women.
Yeah.
Not to put the guys off
really?
The hook.
Yeah.
But like the cult, his purpose
that way.
Was to recruit
it's
women.
Mostly from the movie. Women.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
And Catherine is like asking questions and they're like, you don't ask questions.
No, no, no,
you just
no.
go with it. No. And India's like 100% in. She's like, I wanna do the 8-week course or whatever it is. And Catherine's like, okay, I guess I'll do it. And they have to leave California and go to New York.
Albany,
New York.
Albany. Fucking Albany?
No. That's when you would have lost me. I would have been like, $2,000 to hang out with some like C-list celebrities?
It
okay.
is weird that it's Albany. Like, I don't...
It is strange.
Yeah.
It's like, what's his name? Just like, like Albany. we're fine here.
Yeah. It's like right. Kanye's obsession with Wyoming. I'm like, now I like Wyoming. I don't know why, but yeah.
Cheyenne,
I go.
Cheyenne, Wyoming!
Oh my God. But the retreat that they're...
I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming!
The retreat that they're going to is a female empowerment like camp. Mm. And when they get there, they're like put up in a room. It looks like just a house, like an Airbnb, like not a hotel. Mm-hmm. And Allison Mack. I'm saying Alex Mack from the Nickelodeon show.
The Nickelodeon show, yeah.
Allison Mack is from an actress from Smallville, okay? And I knew about NXIVM from her getting convicted because I was like, what? I don't watch Smallville, but Sexville, huh?
I loved Smallville for like a brief period of time.
Who was she? Was she like Lois Lane or something?
No, she was like Tom...
I don't know.
Something started,
I
like Superman, like the Superman character's like best friend.
Oh.
I think she comes out as gay at some point during the show, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. Okay.
She's just like Superman's lesbian best friend.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Of course. I should have known. Fuck me, right?
You know, from the comic books.
Goddamn. But she is a very inspiring speaker because she's using her actress charms on everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she tells India, she's like, oh, you know, I thought I had found the answers in Hollywood, but here I found true enlightenment.
Yeah, yep.
You know?
Ooh. And I thought I found the answers in Hollywood.
Right. She's like, you'd think I'd have my rich mansion and my hit show on the WB, like a living life, me and Michelle Williams. Like, okay, Allison Mack, you weren't that big of a deal.
My roommate, Michelle.
Right? And India's like, oh, that sounds great. And Allison's like, come meet the leader. She takes him over, and he's playing volleyball.
I love this part. This was my favorite scene in the whole movie.
Yeah, Keith Rainier. He's playing volleyball with the five other male NXIVM members who I guess are it. That's it.
Yeah.
And he's like cheating. Is he like cheating?
Everyone is just letting him win. And I was like, this is exactly why I want to become a cult leader. I just want people to let me win.
Because everyone lets you win.
Yeah, and then I'll have so much like, you know, self-validation and like other people's validation about how great I am at things.
Right. And Catherine is like watching all this and she's like, they're letting him win. And India's like, he's really good at volleyball. And those shorts are pretty flattering.
In India's defense, how many times have you gone to watch a volleyball game? So true. Maybe he is really good.
True.
And the dude looks like, he's just this fucking little like Irish...
Yeah,
leprechaun looking motherfucker,
the real guy.
Yeah,
I was wondering if he was handsome.
And he's just like, I'm gonna hit the ball.
Damn.
And it's like, damn, that guy hits a ball so hard. Whoa, man, you totally hit the ball so hard. Good job, bro.
Yikes.
Oh, he's disgusting.
I was just waiting for everyone to rip their shirts off and just see what happens from there. And then it took a turn.
And they do start like kissing. Like he's just like starts kissing random girls in the crowd and like hugging
them
and touching them.
And I was like, here we go. This is the movie I came for.
Right. And you're like, whoa, this is getting a little okay. Mm-hmm. But Catherine is like, she's like, I need to leave.
She's
this
like,
is weird.
That's not my jam.
She goes to her daughter. She like goes to talk to her daughter, but on her way, she sees a woman sleeping on the floor because she's like serving her penance. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm serving my penance for the master. And Catherine's like,
well, she probably committed a very heinous crime.
Right. She's like, okay.
She didn't kiss him after that sweet fucking spike that he did.
And Catherine's like, okay, good night, floor girl. I'm going to go talk to my daughter. And she goes to talk to her daughter and she's like, okay, you know, I want to leave. This is weird.
this is
Floor girl.
Well, seriously.
Yeah. No, I know.
No, that's exactly what happened. Laughing. It was exactly what happened.
That's why I'm laughing. Like, this is the shit that they, this is accurate.
And India's like,
this is the most accurate Lifetime movie I've ever
seen. She's like, you know what? I really want to stay because I feel like I'm getting a lot from this and it's where I'm supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So I just want to finish out this program.
Poor thing.
And Catherine's like, okay, well, I love you, but I'm leaving. You know? I love you, but I'm out.
But that leprechaun Keith motherfucker over here? Yes. I don't know. I'm out.
So now India's left alone with Allison Mack. And she's like learning like more about the manipulation that's going on.
Yeah.
But she's like totally cool with it. Mm-hmm. You know, he like
it's just girl friendships.
So. Yeah. He like places like all these like restrictions on the female members. So they are on an 800 calorie diet. They have to like be a certain weight.
106, baby.
Mm-hmm. No. And
106.
So specific.
That's the like not what. Why not
107? Not 110.
110's fine.
Well, nope. They have a very specific thing. And
not 104.
Right.
106.
106.
And Allison Mack's like, you know what? All that aside, like, I heard that you like baking, and we're actually opening a bakery, so you could run it. And
she's talking to who? To Keith?
To India.
To India.
Oh, to India.
She's like, you wanted to bake, and we have a cafe, and here's the storefront, and
there you go.
And he's like, all right, sounds
you
great.
You want to run a bakery?
As long as you're
there
agreeable
you
to Keith, as long as you like reciprocate, yeah.
Right?
Like, ew.
So, and she's been gone for later, like maybe like a month now or something, and she goes back to LA for her birthday party. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the grandma's there, the grandma with the weird accent.
I loved her.
The mom, all her friends
from Cheyenne, wow.
Yes. And India is like, hey, have you, like, probably to like her little sister or something, just, have you heard of this Nexium thing? It's really been great for me. And they're like, okay, stop talking about Nexium. And then it's like time, they bring up the birthday cake and they sing happy birthday. And they're like, okay, make your birthday wish. And she's like, before I do though.
Well, hold on. Before you do your birthday thing, just before you do the wish, like,
we're recruiting members and we need to hit a certain quota and a certain amount of money. And, you know, Keith says it would be great.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like looking at each other.
Because it's like multi-level marketing shit.
Just a small entry level, $50,000. You'll have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Done. $50,000.
But Catherine's like, stop recruiting and blow out your candles. You know. So
get to the candle part of the birthday part.
We want the goddamn cake. We're not all 106 pounds.
Yes. She's doing another level or something. So she's like, Mom, I'm gonna use my inheritance to cover the 50,000 Nexium coaching program. I'm gonna be a coach of Nexium and coach people on how to do it.
Oh, okay.
And
okay, honey.
I swear to God. The mom and the dad are just like, 50,000, no problem.
It's her money,
okay,
darling.
Honey. Well, I mean, you know, just go get it.
Go
get it.
She could be spending it on cocaine or
just get or, go get your you go get it. You're go get yeah. it. You go get yeah. it.
She's
and
empowering herself.
She goes back to Albany, right? Ugh. And she
it's like every time like,
every time you bring it up, I'm just like, ugh.
Keith is like playing the guitar.
I loved it.
And singing This Little Light of Mine. In a sunset.
He's gross.
That's
he's
a real scene. That really happened in
that really happened. Did yeah. that really happen in real life?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. It did.
Yep. And
he did it often.
Really?
Also, yeah. He did it
the 12
often.
The 12-day celebration.
Weird.
Of Vanguard Week. Because okay. it's 12 days.
Well, it was weird. And everyone was like really into his singing, yep. and it wasn't that good.
It wasn't.
No, it's not good at all.
This Little Light of Mine.
He's like, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
yeah. Yeah, Keith.
Yes.
Awesome, you're man.
Great.
You're yes. the best.
So he pulls India aside and he's like, you're the chosen one. And ugh. I'm like, is this Buffy? Like, what's going on here? The chosen one?
Yeah, he told everyone that.
It's
he
so did. Weird. And she's like, what? What do you mean? He's like, you're ready to be molded and sculpted by me.
She's yeah.
like, she's like, not
wait,
like.
Is that what he said in the movie?
He says like she's primed to be molded and sculpted. Yeah. And then yeah. he spouts a bunch of like misogynistic stuff and like about the woman, like their place and all this type of stuff. I'm like, what the ugh. Fuck? And he like goes for a kiss and she's like, whoa.
She curved him and it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So subtle.
And he's like, sorry, I just had to try and, you know, like, fuck me playing for coy, trying, right?
Playing all coy.
Yeah, unless you want
he's
it.
Like, I won't do it unless you want
unless
it.
Sorry.
You
want it. Wait, did you say something? No.
I've never
okay,
felt
cool.
this way before, and I.
And then
fuck
he's
me.
Like, you know, we have a top secret project that I want you to be a part of.
Yeah,
and
there it is.
It's like it's called DOS, I think.
Mm-hmm. DOS. Yeah, DOS.
Yep.
I spelled it wrong in here, and it's like a fucked up sorority. Allison Mack is like. You know, the leader of it. And yep. she takes India. She strips her down mm-hmm. completely naked. And she's like, here are your new sisters. And it's all those girls at the beginning of the movie are holding her down.
In their defense, that is how I met my sister because we were born at the same time. So I get that.
Right.
Yeah, I yeah. resonate
you were
with
naked.
That. Yeah.
So,
so
it's
that's
basically
just like how sisters
thing.
Meet typically. So right. that was totally it's normal.
Exactly right. And I was a triplet. Thing. I was there. So, yeah. you know, I was naked too. But yeah. it wasn't weird.
Yeah. It wasn't
you know,
weird.
And we were babies.
And we were quadruplets and I was there too.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
all
that's
understand
just where babies
other.
Come
exactly,
from.
Exactly.
So that made sense.
But yeah, so they brand her there and it's like the same scene. And then there's a woman named Bonnie. She's married. She's like not really cute like all the other girls.
Get know? Rid of her.
She's like.
She's got like a
you know,
very short blonde.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like 35. And
everyone
ew.
Else is very much 19.
Ew. 30. Yeah. Get it out.
But she's not in the cool sorority. She's mm-hmm. in the car outside the house watching all this go down.
No. But I love the scene where her husband is like highlighting in like the Vanguard book. It's like, women know their place. And he's just highlighting it like he's never fucking seen that before. I was like, I hate you. Fucking hate you, Dan.
Yeah.
Fucking
shut
Dan.
Up, Dan.
Yeah. Any Dan's listening, yeah. fuck you too.
Yeah. She calls Catherine and she's like, hey, girl, just wanted to let you know your daughter's getting branded. No big deal. But it's probably like a sex cult something. It's cult. This is a cult. Save your daughter. I shouldn't be saying this. I'm going to die.
Probably after this. If I'm dead after this call, it was not a suicide.
And Catherine's like, sex cult? What are you, sex slave? What
does that even
it
mean?
It doesn't translate to British English. So yeah. she was like so confused.
And, or to Cheyenne, Wyoming English.
Right? She's not very...
What, a sox
cult? On the phone, she's not very concerned. You know, like, she's kind of like, oh, India.
She's like, I did that
what
too
are you
in
the do?
70s.
By the way, all of this is happening, like, recently. Mm-hmm. This is not like, oh, it was the times.
Right.
Like, it's not like in the 40s or something mm-hmm. when you hear about a lot of these other cults. Where it's just like, well, we yeah. didn't know. No, we yeah. knew about things like this.
This is a millennial teen.
This is like, a fucking...
she should know about
it. Yeah.
Yes. So Catherine is like, okay, we're going to stage an intervention. A specialist is like, don't accuse India of anything. Like, don't speak bad about Nexium. Just like have her there. Just let her know you love her and listen and be open. And she goes to some detectives and they're like, we can't help you. She's an adult. Like, you know, you're on your own. Mm-hmm. So she finds this guy, Carlos, who's defected from Nexium. And he's like, oh, yeah, Keith is a bad, bad man. She is definitely a sex slave.
He's
and
a dirty.
No one will care because they all like no yeah. one, none of the people like police or anything care about it. For some reason.
Because you're adults, just like...
Well, they did... Well, because it was based in... Like, so it was in New York, right?
Right.
Where she was going. But the company that he had was based in Canada. And so it was just like, we don't...
That's the best way to commit crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just be in Canada.
Yeah.
Well, just be in Canada yeah. to commit the crime.
And then anyone who defects from the cult... gets like a bunch of lawsuits on them, so then they're you know mm-hmm. bombarded with like
yeah,
and they've got all that collateral
stuff,
all
yeah.
their naked pictures,
exactly.
Mm-hmm. Which I'd be like, release that shit,
release it,
and
that's my
boobies. Nobody knows who you are anyway.
Like, those
like
are my
why
boobies.
Is this so damaging to your life? No one knows who you are.
Yeah, those are my boobies. I don't know.
And?
You saw my boobies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There they are.
You want to see my boobies right now? So I'll show you my boobies right now.
But Catherine's like, okay, no one's going to help me, clearly. So she goes to the press and she starts like a public outcry to like save mm-hmm. her daughter because she's using like her celebrity status to yeah. get attention to it. And then they're all like, oh, well, this is bad. Like this, we didn't plan on
oh,
this.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah. She... also has a scene where she's screaming and crying and banging like her head on the steering wheel.
Oh my god.
And fucking loved that.
If anyone wanted to reenact that scene, it was like, oh, it was so good.
So good.
Her lack
so
of emotion.
Good.
I just put the scream and I underlined it like 7 times. I was like, wow, wow.
So what, like she like
she's so sitting frustrated.
She's just like, no,
my daughter, save my daughter.
No, yes. It just like really seemed inconvenient for her more than she was concerned. Mm-hmm. She's like, not on a Tuesday. It's
not been. Today. Yeah. This Taco Tuesday. So. Yeah. Catherine recruits the grandmother to call India and be like, hey, like, I miss you. Come back to L.A. My birthday is coming. And, you know, I went to your birthday where you didn't blow out your candle and talked about Nexium the whole time. And I think you should come to mine.
You should come to mine.
And India's like, okay, I'll come. So Catherine picks her up at the airport. And she takes none of the advice of the interventionalist. No. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, why are you doing Nexium? Nexium's stupid, and you're a dumb dummy.
You're a dumb dumb dummy dumb dumb.
You're at a cult.
You're a dumb dumb dummy dumb dumb. Yeah, that's a great intervention.
Yeah, and she's like, have
you
been branded?
That's what I would want.
That would be an amazing trap song. If you were to ever do it, I would buy that.
Right?
Dumb dumb dummy dumb dumb dumb. Yeah, I would.
She basically sabotages the whole intervention.
Yeah, well, interventions already are kind of like if I were to get an intervention on me. Mm-hmm. For whatever,
right?
Probably drinking would be like, I'd be like, "Fuck you guys! Yeah. Do you really think this is the best way to get to me? Like, fuck you guys so hard! Like, that would be the worst."
Well, right. I'd be like, and she doesn't even get into the intervention room. This all happens in the car from the airport to the house.
Right? Yeah.
Which is the worst part about it. Mm-hmm. And then after India goes inside, she's like, "I'm not talking to anyone." Locks herself in a room. Catherine's like, "What have I done? I ruined the whole thing
again."
And it's
again,
like, you did though.
Yeah, we're gonna have a whole thing, and we had.
It made me so mad. It was like, I'm like, has she never seen A&E's intervention? Like, hello.
I loved that show.
Yes.
I wrote so many people so many letters.
Right?
Ugh.
Your actions have affected me in the following ways. Duh.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Really made me mad.
We should bring that back. We should start intervening on people.
I don't do that. I don't think it works. I know it doesn't work.
I don't care if it works. I just want to see it on TV.
Comedy. Oh, yeah. On TV. Yes. Yeah. Okay. For sure. Yeah, totally.
So Allison Mack is like really feeling like she's losing control of India. And she's like, fuck, what do I do? She talks to Keith and he's like, don't worry about it. Like, we're good. Like, everyone's doing what I want. And I got a volleyball game to go to. So.
Man, I got this pot of gold.
All these other women that are like running the business side of things are like, this is really bad. This is really bad. Mm-hmm. But they're like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to book a flight to Mexico. And they send Keith to Mexico
for a year
with someone else. With Allison?
With Allison and
some other girl. Like a redhead girl.
She's just as fucking shitty. She is.
Allison Mack?
If not more shitty.
Good thing she's getting tried in New York because she'll actually get some jail time.
Right. She's awful. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good to know because, like, she, like, you know, manipulates India the whole time. And India is left to run the cafe while they're gone. And she's like, yeah, this is what I'm doing. You know what I mean? And it's like, what kind of hold does someone have on you to like, we're like, we're going to Mexico. You're staying here and running this cafe. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
And presumably all of Nexium. Where did everyone...
Right. Where did everyone go?
Where'd everyone go?
She's just running the cafe.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing with these fucking cults is going like, I'm counting on you.
Me? I'm so special. Am I the chosen one?
Yep. You're the chosen one. I'm counting on you. I gotta sit in an onsen in Japan for a minute.
And I will handle everything.
And you, if, when I come back, because I will, if you don't fucking, if this shit is whack when I come back,
you'll give
we're gonna have word. You know, like that kind of shit, like when you're, you know what I mean? Like that's the kind of shit that they did.
Well, and Catherine, meanwhile, is still kind of like going to the press. She's doing podcasts now. So, you know, that's going to really reach a wider audience than the other press.
It reached me. I listened to it when she was on there. I was like, who is this?
Oh, huh, that's interesting.
Yes. And it works. The FBI suddenly cares and they take in India. They're like, oh, hi, you know, you're in a cult. We're going to save you now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, what?
Hey, I know you didn't know this, but you're in a cult.
Yeah, we tried to tell you a couple times.
And we've been fucking trying to take this motherfucker down.
Contacted you via mail, via Facebook, Twitter, Pigeon. None of it's
But we're the FBI. Here's a badge. We're the FBI. Yeah.
And then we get a shot of like the people in Mexico, like Keith and Allison and the other girl, and the police are storming the door and like everything. It's slow motion.
Can I guess what song was playing? Was it like this is like you give me love. Like was it that? It just
sure.
Like, sure. It has to be, because there's only two reggae songs ever written.
Right. Yeah. So they go on trial for sex trafficking, and all the women plead guilty and
which
apologize
so
for breaking the law. They're just like,
they
we're
change
sorry.
Their pleas. They're like, right. we're all not guilty until.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they all started as not guilty. And yeah, then they all got read what their sentences were going to be. And they're like, we did it. And Keith made us do it.
Yes.
Yeah, not, yeah.
We didn't do it on our own. We were totally brainwashed. Not brainwashed.
Right. And then Keith gets on.
What consequences? I was brainwashed.
Well, right. He's found guilty on all counts and will spend the rest of his life in jail. And then we get a shot of Peter Fraginelli in like a cell being like, ah. I mean, like, he's just like mumbling.
It's like the Michael Jackson Scream video. I was like, this is perfect.
It was very
perfect
strange.
Way to end it.
Very strange.
Wait, like the guy, like Keith is like,
he's just in a mumbling cell, like,
yeah, he's like in a cell and there's a tiny camera and he's looking
you
up
can't
at
get
it.
Anything on me.
He what, like, he, yeah, he's not,
right?
I don't choose to be a victim. I'm not a victim.
Right.
That's not how victim works.
And then Catherine and her daughter are reunited. And this is the part in the movie where you're supposed to feel happy about this. But I'm not kidding. The bitch is like in an infinity pool, like playing with her siblings. And Catherine's like sitting on a lawn, like a beach. What is that? A pool chair, like that with a martini, sure. Just like hanging out. Like they're just living the life. I'm like,
that made no sense to me to have the ending scene of a sex cult movie be with women in a pool. What?
Yes.
Maybe they should be fully dressed walking out of court.
Right.
Why are we playing up sex right now?
And why are we playing up the fact that they're like very fine? Money was no consequence to them. All that stuff didn't matter. Like,
yeah.
They just are wealthy and live in Los Angeles, and she just like got brainwashed.
That was literally a line in the movie. They're like, oh, well, she gave away her $50,000 and all of her inheritance. Money can be replaced. What?
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. You can just make that money back. It's fine.
Money just.
No worries.
Yes. And we get like a title card that's like, she's been rehabilitated. India has. Her mom's proud of her. Oh, and she'll be releasing her memoir in the fall. And I'm like, fuck this movie. It made me so mad. I'm like, this was all a commercial for her damn memoir?
Mm-hmm.
Dude. Because Catherine Oxenberg is a producer on the movie.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
No.
Yes. That's why she started the voiceover at the beginning. And then she comes back at the end and they did like a 30-minute like recap of like what happened. And I was like, I'm not watching this.
Oh,
this is all propaganda.
This is fucking horse shit.
Yes.
I was very confused on whose story was being told. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is supposed to be about India. No. But we were
it wasn't
a
about
whole
India.
Hell of a
no.
lot
it
of
was,
Catherine.
It was Catherine. Catherine.
I didn't.
Okay.
I say
yeah
to this.
So on the podcast, we either point up, put a cork in it. We'll start with Drew.
I'm fucking putting a cork in it. You know I am. This is bullshit. This is absolute bullshit. And this is something that it's like near and dear to my heart.
Right.
Cults.
Yeah.
Oh, cults. And look, if Lifetime ever does a UFO movie,
mm-hmm.
I will be so hard. I will have such a boner.
Oh, I see.
The whole time.
UFO for Christmas or...
No. Nothing like that.
E.T. needs a home for Christmas.
Sure.
Well, maybe even Hallmark.
There's aliens coming on these.
No, it's not happening.
But like,
aliens.
This is the closest
but
you get.
But what I'm saying is, like, this kind of shit is, like, I love this stuff. I just... cults and... all conspiracies and that kind of shit.
Right.
I really love this stuff. I don't believe in all of it, of course, but sure. You know, I absorb it easier than other things for some reason. But this is just because it's fun. It's fun. All this shit is fun. And that is like doing like listening to shit, doing like more research on it
mm-hmm.
because it's modern, because it's like today shit. I got real into a hole on this topic. And the fact that like and that's actually amazing. The fact that that's a producer.
Yeah, Catherine.
Like that is that that's amazing. I actually didn't because I didn't look at that.
Right. Yeah. Totally a producer.
Because I'm not allowed to watch movies. I don't want to research the movies themselves.
That's why I do it.
Because Patrick won't let me. So I stayed away from any kind of movie that was going on. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's right. Fucky. And I don't like it. And that's bullshit.
Right. Okay. Tessa, what are you going to do to this movie?
Personally, I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love cults. And actually, in my notes, it somehow turned into like me like, oh, fuck him. This is an MLM. You've tricked me. Where's my peppermint essential oil?
And yeah, where is your peppermint?
Where is
oil?
It? I thought, I was like, can we order from NXIVM? Or like, sure. What's going on?
Yeah,
but probably. Then it turned into just a list of things to maybe think about doing in order to start my own cult. And I was like, well, that would be fun. Mm-hmm. Since I have like 5 members of my Church of Latter-day SFLs.
Right.
So I just did a 6th one according to Keith. And so if you guys wanted to join, that'd be cool. Okay. Then you could get a couple people in your downstream.
Okay. Sounds good.
Well, I would say this, though. I would suggest that if you really want to start a cult, mm-hmm. totally cool. It's your right. To start a cult.
To human right.
But do not call it a cult.
It's a church of Latter-day SFLs.
It's, yeah. Well, it's a group. Say it's a group. Ooh. We're a group. That's how you start.
Can we
it's
be a collective? Group. It sounds more.
Yeah, or a collective or a group. Ugh. Just something.
Right?
Right? Or a, like, you could, you know, just a group. We're a group of people that are like-minded people.
Right.
And that's it. That's because you never join a cult. Like, you don't go like, well, you guys a cult? Ah, yeah, I'll join your cult. Yeah, what's up, cult?
Well, I just did.
I was like, you guys joined pretty easily. Right. So I'm like, man, watch out, Keith.
Well, like, I'll definitely be part of your cult. No problem. But as long as I know it's a cult, I'm cool. I'm good. Because I'm like, you can't trick me that way. But then you don't get the right kind of cult to, you can't. Cultivate a cult.
I've got other plans. Keith gave a pretty detailed outline on how to indoctrinate someone, starting with make them laugh. So check, and
just make them laugh.
Just make people laugh, and then so half of us comedians are already like most
be charming. Hey, what?
Oh God. Okay, I think I am also gonna put a cork in it because I thought it was like a little bit of nepotism going on with this like daughter memoir.
Yeah,
blog
that's
at the
fucking
end.
Weird.
So she's making like her that. Inheritance back.
Yes, and it was directed by a female, which is good. Lisa Robinson. I thought she did a good job incorporating a lot of stuff into a movie where I knew nothing about it, and it seemed like a lot of content to get in. You know,
a lot.
And it was a lot of like exposition and stuff, but it was done in a way that didn't feel so exposition-y.
Yeah.
But, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't sit right with me at the end there. And the sex cultiness wasn't scary enough for me to be like, I feel bad for her. I mean, I didn't feel bad for her.
Well, that's the thing. They it keeps being called a sex.
I thought they were going to be like sold into sex trafficking or something.
There's more interesting stories that come out of NXIVM than this one. So I kind of am like, if you were going to redo this, I would take, like, there's a girl who was a Mexican national who was held for 2 years by Keith Raniere as a sex slave.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why are we not telling that story? No offense to India. Like, she had a very traumatic experience, but I was like, if we're telling stories, that's probably the one I'd want to hear.
Well, India, I don't know who they're referring to because I don't know who that, like, there was a lot of. There's a lot of, like, her, I feel like her experience in the movie was just, like, a general experience of, like, getting into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you can't, like, what I would want to see is an actual, like, a series of how someone would get into a cult without knowing that. 'Cause that's, like, do a good job of being like, oh, yeah, no, I mean, like, you drag the audience who's watching it into the thing that's happening, like into the actual cult without saying this is a cult. Like, that's how you do it. And be like, and then at the end of it, be like, it's a cult, sucker.
Doesn't American Horror Story do that?
Probably. They did a cult one.
But American Horror Story, you, you know there are, you know that they're,
you know,
doing,
it's scary.
You know, like, okay, it's a horror movie or it's a horror show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know that something bad is always going to happen. But if you like, if my ideal would be like to make a show that would have like a very lovable main character get into this thing, this group, and you had no idea it was a cult until like the very end. Like you just like, you don't know it's, they are actually getting in, and like the reveal is like, it's a cult, motherfucker, you're in a cult.
Okay.
And we right. brought okay, all okay, of you okay. into it.
All right,
because
right,
that's
right,
how
right.
it happens. It's a slow
it is.
Burn.
It's a slow burn, and it's people at their most vulnerable, and yes. that's why it's so
don't try to call like,
my penis is small, I think. I think my penis is small. I'm a...
Oh, boy. Okay.
And you get in a cult, and they're like, yes, I... You're...
All right, all right. That wraps up our conversation about Nexium. I don't want to talk about cults
does
anymore.
It, does
no,
it?
No, no more cults.
Patrick, does it wrap it up?
Patrick, you can be my vanguard.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Well, speaking of cults, let's do a Candace, yeah?
Yeah, Candace! Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Just like over and over again.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
yeah,
sure.
You just be like. Mm-hmm.
I want the extended cut.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I should have recorded more, but I didn't. With Brad Camp, Brad Kitty Camp,
Brad Kitty Camp.
Meow meow, love him. Okay, so I have a clip today. It is from. I was trying to find like Candace acting, and I wanted to just talk about her acting. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find anything because Hallmark's very like close to the vest with all of their Candace material.
Yeah, they hold it down.
They don't want to share that. So I found a preview, and then I was just watching the preview, and I just thought it was funny, so I brought it today. It has insane music in the background.
Ooh.
Okay, here we go. I don't know.
All these characters away from Laurenston.
We're in this beautiful mountain resort, and there's a murder that happens in the beginning of the movie, and it's during a play.
I have a knife.
I'd say that's overkill.
That's not supposed to happen, is it?
Monica. That isn't stage blood.
That's Candace acting
She's
right
dead.
There.
It's a mystery play that you're watching, so the audience, some of them are not really sure if it's for real.
I'm Miranda Fregon. I play Lynn Liggett.
Okay.
I'm Peter Benson, and I play...
Oh, my God. What is it, the music? I love
Isn't
it.
Isn't that weird? It's like, for Hallmark? That's
yeah,
such a strange...
I saw not a colored face in the crowd, but I was like, no. I love this music.
Yeah, no, there's no...
They hired someone. That they're like, oh, we need to hire a BOC. You can do the sound.
You can do the sound, though. You know how to do sound? Yeah, you're black. You know how to sound, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, fuck you. I'm going to put in some like hip hop right here. Some bunny hip hop, my favorite. But I just love Candace like, it's not stage blood.
That's not stage blood.
It's real blood.
That's real,
that's
blood,
real blood,
though.
Yeah, quite.
I love the gas from the crowd.
What is that from? Is that from?
It's from the Aurora Tea Garden, your favorite.
Oh, okay.
Your favorite series.
What?
We don't cover those, but. Drew, if we raise enough money, he will.
If we raise enough money.
What's the goal?
What did we
I
say?
I forget what you said. I think you just wanted like $100, but yeah, you're crazy. Like, you should raise your price.
I know. I feel like, well, we haven't gotten anything, so I don't know. No one's going to fucking pay money for that.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
You guys should do it live.
I'll say $100 per episode because there's 9 of them.
Right.
Holy shit.
Let's do that.
Wait, this is a miniseries?
It's like her not Christmas movies that Hallmark she does, where yeah. she wears a
where
terrible
she's a,
wig.
Where she, and she's a detective.
She's a detective, and she's solving Sherlock. This murder mystery dinner theater. Whoa.
Does she sing?
No.
Is there music?
No music. Ugh. She's not a singer.
No.
I've listened to her sing in her car.
Yeah, she sings in her car sometimes.
Oh, from like Twitter and Instagram.
No, I was driving an Uber and I drove her.
Are you serious?
No way. Please.
I was like, hey, when did you live in LA?
Everyone would know about that. That would be like, they'd be like, "Hi, I'm Patrick. I drove Candace Cambray in an Uber one time, and she's saying
that would
the
actually just be what the podcast was about."
Right.
It would be like, "Hey, I'm an Uber driver, and I fucking drive
Here
celebrities once in a while."
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's amazing.
Oh, boy. Okay, I think that is it for today. Plucky time. Tessa, do you have anything you have to plug for the podcast?
Yeah, if you live here in Chicago and are amazing, you want to come see me do magic and improv every first
magic
Wednesday.
Magic and improv?
Magic and improv.
Is cool. It improvised magic?
No, the magic is
it's pre-planned.
It's practiced. It's
pre-planned.
Practiced. Yeah. Okay, real good. Hard. Practice
good.
Real
I was going to be like, that's going to be horrible.
Sounds dangerous.
It yeah. seems like just a fire.
That's really bad.
But yeah, we're at Trickery. My team is Chunky Puppies. Or you can listen to me and my melodic voice on Strong Female Lead, where we talk about women in TV and movies and whether or not we think they're strong female leads. And you should listen to Patrick's episode with us on Glitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it was amazing.
Yeah,
it was.
Yep.
Drew, how about you?
Yeah, you can listen. You can follow me at Drew But With Pants on Instagram, and you can also check out my band, The Limbos. We play music a lot, and I play the triangle.
Yep, there you go. Okay, wonderful. Thank you both for being here, and thank you, listeners, for checking back in with Lifetime in Court. We watch these movies, so you don't have to, but if you do, we'd love to hear from you. You can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime in Court. You can call us at 872-267-4117. Don't forget to leave a review and all that stuff. Yeah, leave us a voicemail. We haven't played any voicemails in a while.
Call in
for Christmas.
And be drunk. We should start this thing. Call in for Christmas. Let's start that.
Just call in and say Merry Christmas. It's a voicemail. You won't talk to a person. Just leave a voicemail. It's a voicemail.
Don't worry. We won't answer it.
No
one will answer it.
Never.
You don't have to talk to a person. You just leave a message.
Leave a voicemail and say Merry Christmas. And, you know, we'll play it on the podcast.
And depending on what you say, we'll play it.
Even if it's terrible.
Actually, specifically if it's terrible.
Sure. All right. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.